Next, David shares his views on the role antidepressants can have in recovery from depression.
That's a very clinical question, and of course it depends extremely on the case and the circumstances, and it has to do with brain chemistry. So don't forget that a lot of depression, the actual mechanics of the depression, operates through brain chemistry. So the most practical way to handle many depressions is while you're busy looking to get to the basis of it and relieve it through psychotherapy or group therapy or group dynamics or religion or theology, you can change the brain chemistry. And it's true that brain chemistry, if it gets too out of order, becomes self-propagating, and the person needs pharmacology. They need a clinical antidepressant to interrupt the cycle, the vicious cycle they're in. They're depressed, and then they're depressed because they're depressed. So if you can relieve the depression, that in itself, the person feels renewed energy, and now they can look at the psychodynamics of what got them into this fix in the first place. I think it's a very valid use of antidepressants is very valid.